In Wall Street terms, recent years have seen the U.S. and global economies struggle through a series of bubbles, the boom and bust cycles associated with technology and, more recently, housing. But Richard Heinberg, Santa Rosa-based author of such cautionary books as The End of Growth, Power Down, and The Party's Over, worries that the biggest and most consequential bubble may be yet to come from the energy sector. Yet very little is being done to prepare for it.
It's clear that we should be tackling this with absolutely top priority. We should have some kind of plan, a way of managing this transition, looking for ways to produce industrial heat without burning coal and natural gas, and gradually weaning ourselves in one sector after another and figuring out how much we can get from renewable sources. But we're not doing any of that. We don't have a process in place to manage the energy transition.
Consequently, the extraction and consumption of such tight oil sources as tar sands, deep seams of oil shale, and natural gas from hydrofracking is continuing, even accelerating, which is precisely the opposite of what a thoughtful, forward-looking policy would dictate.
These fossil fuels are very precious to us because they do things that we currently can't do in any other way. So as we reduce our use of them, we should be finding ways to use them in the most important and essential ways.
Instead, those reserves are being mined at a pace governed only by market forces. And that, Heinberg warns, is an extremely inefficient mechanism for addressing resource depletion.
The only way the market has of dealing with resource depletion is just to raise prices. So prices go up, but then as the economy slows down, then that lowers demand. And when demand goes down, then prices go down, even as the stuff is becoming scarcer. And that's what we're seeing right now with lower oil prices. So you get more price volatility, and that creates even more difficulty in planning.
Even though it is not yet outwardly visible, those same market forces are wearing down the oil and gas industry.
What's actually happening is the whole oil industry is coming apart at the seams. The actual costs for producing oil are increasing. Meanwhile, the price that the market is willing to pay for oil is decreasing. So there's no Goldilocks price that satisfies everyone. A price that the economy can afford is somewhere around $50 to $70 a barrel, but the price that producers need is more like $100 to $120 a barrel.
Yet we know that whatever fossil fuels remain will be ultimately finite and increasingly costly to produce. Heinberg, an early popularizer of the concept of peak oil, says that while the time frame for global resource depletion remains fluid, the logic undergirding that process is inexorable.
The peak oil discussion was essentially right. It's just that over the short term, it looked as though we had found a panacea with tight oil. That panacea is disappearing in the mist right before our eyes. But unfortunately, Wall Street hasn't gotten the memo yet.
Heinberg's most recent book is a collection of essays on energy issues titled Afterburn: Society Beyond Fossil Fuels. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.